radio purposes, could you tell me your full name and title and regiment, please?
I'm Private Keith Benson of the 1st Battalion Yorkshire Regiment, the old Prince of Wales Horn, currently based in Munster in Germany. We've just got back off Eric 15, and the next tour will be Cyprus.
Right, because when's that going to be?
That's the end of this year.
Right. Okay, now, my first question, I mean, obviously, amazing medals that you've got, an array of them. Talk me through what you're actually wearing today.
The first medal is Kosovo. Second medal is Northern Ireland for 3 tours. Sierra Leone. Iraq for Tellit 9. And I got an extra medal for Iraq for Tellit 13, helping out with NATO.
And the Armed Forces Day, what does that mean to you personally?
It means, obviously, I've lost a lot of close friends through conflicts. But it's also to appreciate the older generation that I've looked up to and followed footsteps, my granddad, my great uncle, my dad. I've also got a lot of close friends of the family that I've served. I've heard stories over the years, and that's what encouraged me to look at it and think, right, I've got to do something worthwhile in my life.
And these stories, what was it? Is there a particular story in particular that really sticks in your head that's what I need to be going into? That's my career.
Yeah, it was my dad. When he left school in the 70s, like, he couldn't get an apprenticeship because he was too old, so he joined the army. And it was that qualifications that he got through the army and the tours he did, seeing people helped out in Ireland, in Cyprus, in the Falklands. And that's what spurred me on, really. I looked at what I wanted to do from a very young age, and I seen Hope Forters and his medals, and that just made me determined to do it. And I thought, maybe I can be proud one day and show my kids.
And I mean, to date, what's your proudest moment?
Proudest moment is to be recognised for what we've done. Obviously, with Iraq, Afghanistan and that, a lot of people don't see a lot of the jobs we do. My last tour of Iraq, we built a school in Basra. We were the last ones to leave Basra as an infantry battalion. And before we left, we rewired the school up, got it running water, and got the Iraqi army into some sort of order where they can take control and live a better life.
And do you miss home? Because you live in Bradford, don't you?
I've been in Germany for the last 4 years, and it is hard. My wife's a police officer in West Yorkshire Police. I'm with her working, and my daughter being here, me being away, it really does hit home. But end of the day, I had a job to do, and my wife appreciated that. And at the end of it,